Ahoy all stream listeners of Freak Radio Santa Cruz. In case you haven't heard our unlicensed Micropower FM broadcast signal at 101 FM and studio was raided by the FCC and the U.S. Marshals SWAT team on September 29th, 2004. My name is Skidmark Bob, and all the folks here at Free Radio Santa Cruz are still in mourning and trying to figure out what the next step is going to be. First of all, we want to thank all the calls of support from our listeners from all over the nation. It's a sad day for free speech when, in a so-called democracy, has to use force to silence the opposition who say we need a license to express free speech in the invisible airwaves. Free Radio Santa Cruz will be returning to the FM airwaves as soon as possible. We're still working out some details and gathering equipment and looking for a new location for FM broadcast. We will be returning to regular programming on this web stream as soon as humanly possible. It may take a day, it may happen today, it may happen tomorrow, but that will happen as soon as possible. We're still looking for donations, however large or small. You can make checks payable to FRSC and mail in to P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. My name is Skidmark Bob, and I'm a programmer with Free Radio Santa Cruz, have been since its inception, 9 1/4 years ago. And first of all, I got the actual broadcast itself as it was taking off the air midstream in the middle of alternative radio, which was airing Howard Zinn talking, and then they took that off the air. So we're going to start with that little bite of the Free Radio Santa Cruz actually going off the air when the FCC got there after the whole place was secure.
Propose a resolution that the historian should speak out against the war in Vietnam. Well, there's kind of shock. We're historians. We're supposed to be here to...
I was on scene at the residence where the station was located. The FCC didn't show up till after 10 to 15 U.S. Marshals with SWAT team gear, assault weapons, helmets, raided the house where mostly students live. It's a co-op house in the Santa Cruz area. Raided the whole house, secured the premises, and then five FCC shows up. Two of the FCC agents, one of them was David Dune, and the other one was David Hartsthorne. They drove a dark turquoise color Ford Explorer, and they also had a gold large Chevy pickup truck with a small camper shell on top, which is what they hauled away all the equipment in. The U.S. Marshals showed up in, I believe they were Ford Crown Royal. I'm not sure what it's called, but there were at least five or six of those cars. They had little lights in the back. Definitely undercover U.S. Marshals office. So any pirate stations that are out there, you want to look for this type of vehicle that are around. I was there. I was on scene, and I did get some audio from that. I want to play some of that for you right now so at least folks can hear some of what happened. And I also want to play some of the news coverage we got. We've been getting extensive coverage. We've been getting mass calls to our voicemail, which is at 831-427-4523. And folks are definitely helping out. Our community has come together. Our farmers market donated a couple $100 from folks who were at the farmers market on the day of the raid. We're getting equipment, and we're trying to get it together and get the station broadcasting again, at least on stream, until we can get on FM, and we will be back on FM, unlicensed Micropower Radio. In this little two-minute segment here, it's me asking the FCC for a warrant, which they did not produce at the time to any of the programmers of Free Radio Santa Cruz who were outside, that we weren't being let in. The U.S. Marshals Office secured the whole area, a whole block radius, basically, with U.S. Marshals U.S. Marshals all over the place. So check this out. This is me, Skidmark Bob, as the FCC agents were trying to unload their ladders to go up onto the roof to get the antenna down. Oh, they have a vehicle here. They have a pickup truck. License plate 3U10340. It's a 1500. They're taking some ladders out. FCC ladders. Apparently. Can we guys, can we see the warrant yet, or what? What's the deal with that? Are you guys not going to show us the warrant? They have not shown us a warrant yet. Anybody, they have not shown anybody here a warrant.
Well, there are people here that have the warrant.
Well, let's bring it out. Can we see it? Can we see it? That's bullshit. You're so full of shit, dude. You're so fucking full of shit. You need to show us a warrant. They've shown some people in the house a warrant, but they won't. They refuse to come out and tell us anything about anything. Can we talk to your supervisor? Are you the supervisor?
We'll let our supervisor know.
What's your name?
Took it back.
We'll let our supervisor know.
What's your name?
Deputy.
You don't have a badge number?
You don't have a name. What's your badge?
No badge numbers, no numbers, no identify. They have U.S. Marshal's badge and their little windbreakers that they got. So how are we going on that warrant? Is that coming out yet, or what's the story?
It'll be out shortly.
Okay, is someone, are you the one in charge?
No.
Okay. Actually, the lady right there, I think she's the one that showed me the thing.
Okay.
She's the one that can get it.
Okay. Hey, ma'am, can we see the warrant? Ma'am?
You can't go in here.
I'm not going in there. Ma'am! Hey, public servant! We want to see a fucking warrant. Can we see one?
Want to see a warrant.
Right now!
At this point, Free Radio Santa Cruz was off the air. They did not produce a warrant, although the U.S. Marshals later, about another hour and a half later, came out with a short little press conference, which I'll play some of that coverage from the corporate news. Up next, I want to play our independent media center here in Santa Cruz, which is Santa Cruz. indymedia.org. Reporter Bradley was on the scene trying to get pictures, which you can find out, see at Santa Cruz IMC, also our website, freakradio.org. You can check out the pictures of U.S. Marshals pulling guns on Bradley while he was snapping pictures of him with his camera. They assaulted him as well. This is an interview, a short interview with him.
Skidmark Bob, I'm talking to Bradley of Santa Cruz IMC. So you came here to cover the story, right?
I got a call this morning saying that the radio station was being raided, so I came on down here with a camera. And first I saw about a half dozen people out in front of the driveway of the zombie house. And then I went to try and get back there. And then they told me that I wasn't going to be able to go back there. And I said, fuck that, I live here. And then I went around the side of the house. I got to, I got to take a few pictures.
Santa Cruz police just passed by. Yeah. Santa Cruz police just passed by.
A random driver by just yelled, came by and yelled, fuck the FCC. So I went back there, I took a few photos, and then I was immediately apprehended by the marshals. And so they searched me, they searched my bag, I had a video camera in my bag, and then a still camera around my neck, and then they searched my pockets, searched my driver's license, took my driver's license, wrote down all my information, asked me a bunch of questions, asked me whether or not I ran the radio station, asked me if I knew who ran the radio station, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to give them as minimal information as possible.
But they didn't arrest you then, put you in cuffs or nothing? They let you go?
Yeah, they finally let me go, and as I was walking away, I heard one of them say something about, oh, he took some photos. So then when I got back and then I was unlocking my bike, I was apprehended again really forcefully, and I felt that my camera, my still camera, was trying to be taken away from me. So I was really yelling loud and holding on to it as tough as I could. And then I think that the man was trying to just look for my film or the digital card to take that because he didn't want the photos. But I kept screaming. I kept saying no, and then a couple people came up, and then finally the guy, somebody said, oh, we've already searched him, and so they let me go, and I have my photos.
Up next is a short interview with a supporter of Free Radio Santa Cruz who was out there holding signs. There was approximately about 150 people showed up to protest the FCC and what they were doing. And the U.S. Marshals had to form a line out front for a little while, keeping people from getting onto the property. This is one of the supporters that was holding a sign.
What do you think about what's going on?
I am so bummed, man. I am so bummed. This is really bad. I can't believe that they would waste their time and money on this. This is so sad. And all the information that's so important to us that we need to hear, it's just, I am so bummed.
Do you listen to Free Radio?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I appreciate it so much. I'm so supportive of it, and this is, like, so sad. I hold this sign to let people know that this is happening. It says, watch the FCC bus Free Radio. We're such a threat. God, I mean,
how long have you been listening to Free Radio?
Well, it's probably been on and off all through the years it's been here. 10 years, I think it's been. And I just appreciate the fact that we have this kind of news. I don't appreciate the fact that they put so much pressure so that we can't have a radio station like this. That's why we're putting it out here without getting all the paperwork done and everything. They create, make it so it's hard, you know, so you can't do it. And then what do? They just waste all their money and time to hassle us. We're not doing anything to hurt anyone. And there's all these criminals that could be, like, breaking into people's homes and stealing things. Oh, what are they going to do? They're going to come and bother us. What a waste.
Yeah, U.S. Marshals aren't used to busting pirate stations. They're used to counterfeiters and transporting prisoners and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's a little something a little more understandable as far as protecting ourselves or something, but we're not doing anything to hurt. We're doing actually more help, and they should be supporting us. They should be backing us up, maybe financially even, because we do something that other radio stations don't do, and that's waste the air with a bunch of stupid music and rhetoric compared to what we say or what Free Radio says. I feel a part of Free Radio, although I'm not there on it. I have been on it. And I'm very, very supportive of it. And I'm so sad to hear that it's going to take a lot of work to get it back on, a lot of money. I hope people who hear this, they financially support and get it back together, because I'm sure everybody will put it right back on again.
Yeah.
And I appreciate their work, their hard work, and I'll be there to support them.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for talking with me, and thanks for being out here and supporting.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. That was one of the FRSC Free Radio Santa Cruz supporters that showed up to rally and protest against the FCC and U.S. Marshals shutting down Free Radio Santa Cruz on September 29th, 2004. Up next is an interview with a resident that actually did get to see the warrant when they actually raided the house and woke up the people sleeping in there with assault weapons and flak vests and helmets. I don't know, you'd think they were raiding think they were in Fallujah or something like that. But anyway, here's an interview with a resident. Hang on.
Did you see what happened? What did you see? Just one more time.
Well, I was in bed, and they came to the door, said...
They knocked on the door or just busted?
Well, no, they knocked on the door for, I'd say, a minute or so, saying U.S. Marshal. And then we came down. They saw us upstairs, shined flashlights at us, and said that they saw us, we should come down, put our hands up. Wow. They frisked a couple people who came outside of the door, and they told us to wait outside the house. And then after that, we asked them if we could see a warrant, and they said that they couldn't show it to us right then.
Did they show you something?
No, they didn't show me.
They did not show you a warrant?
Right.
Did you ask for one?
Yes.
And they just refused to show it to you?
Yes, they said we could see it later.
Later, okay. On its way in the mail right now. Should be here tomorrow or sometime.
Showed us the warrant. We asked several times, but they said that they needed to wait until the place was secure. And after the place was secure, they showed us the warrant. And then
did you read it? Did it have the address and all that stuff on it?
It had the address, yeah.
Okay. And what was it? How long did you get to look at the warrant?
As long as I wanted. They didn't take it away from me.
Did you ask to see it, or did they simply offer it to you?
No, I asked to see it. I asked to see it before the area was secure, and they wouldn't let me see it until the area was secure.
Now, what does that mean, the area was secure? You were threatening them with a penknife and a...
No, because they don't know if people have warrant or if they have weapons here. They asked me if people had weapons here. I said people don't have weapons here, and I said people aren't a threat. And I asked them why they needed to come in with guns and padding and etc. And they said that they had no idea, which is reasonable, I think. They don't have any idea.
So how did you initially hear about this? Were you sleeping? Were you?
No, I was on my way to my room from the back house, and I saw a guy like poking around, and so I asked if he needed anything, and then I realized he was from the U.S. Marshals, and he said that there was a search taking place and that I needed to wait.
About what time was it?
I think it was about 8:50.
And so he stopped you from going into that area you wanted to go into?
Right. They were searching it at the time with some guns.
And how many people were searching?
I don't know. Maybe eight to five.
And what
like
part
that.
Of the collective were they searching? The area, the basement area where the free radio transmitter
no,
is located?
No, they were searching everywhere. They just secured the area
until the feds just got here a little while ago. They just got here just recently, and they waited until they came in and stormed the place, secured it, and then they came in. I noticed that. Now it's off the air because it was still running until they got here.
And that's some of the audio I got from the FCC raid on Free Radio Santa Cruz. Again, I want to thank all the folks that have been calling Free Radio and wanting to donate equipment as well as money and everything. We could still use equipment and money. Please call our voicemail, 831-427-4523. You could also call the studio number, 831-427-3772. Visit our website at freakradio.org. That's freakradio.org. You could PayPal there if you want, or mail checks to FRSC, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. We still need to get some equipment to get back on the air and another few transmitters. Send as many transmitters as you can because we will continue to go back up on the air on FM. And stay tuned to our website for more information. Also visit santacruz.indymedia.org for pictures and information. And up next, I'm going to play some of the corporate coverage and KPFA news coverage of the raid. Stay tuned.
Say goodbye to the pirate for a little while at least. The station known as Radio Free Santa Cruz has been shut down by the Federal Communications Commission. The action came in a raid this morning. Wes Sims was there, and he joins us live from downtown Santa Cruz with the story. Wes?
Hi, Rosalinda. Nobody's allowed to operate a radio station without a license, and the FCC had warned Santa Cruz's pirate radio station for years. They'd even come to visit them. Well, today the feds finally came up with a warrant, although it took a little while for station operators to find out just where that warrant was.
You guys not going to show us the warrant? They have not shown us a warrant yet, anybody. They have not shown anybody here a warrant.
You need to show a warrant.
You need to show
42 watts. You can't stand a 42-watt radio station in Santa Cruz.
Supporters of Radio Free Santa Cruz were beside themselves this morning as armed federal marshals led an FCC raid on their unlicensed radio station.
10 U.S. marshals, all in flak vests, assault weapons, raided the house. There was nobody in the station at the time. Actually, a programmer just left from putting on the morning programming.
They took, as you can see, all of our equipment, computer, the mixing board, CD players.
In fact, it was that equipment that was listed on a warrant that was put into the hands of local activist Robert Norris.
Defendant is the equipment?
Defendant is the equipment. The equipment is under arrest. I'm honored to have this warrant.
Okay, guys, just for your safety, we need you to step over.
As the crowd began to grow, the marshal sought to move them, even
the I'm on the sidewalk.
Where the antenna would be pulled down.
The antenna is coming down in 5 minutes, and anyone that stands in the sidewalk does so at their own risk. You get injured, it's at your own risk. We're telling you, it's not safe.
This was a 40-watt radio station that operated nearly 10 years with an unpaid staff and without a license. Clearly, the FCC was within its rights, but station operators wondered why the government stepped in now.
out to silence programming that reflects a liberal perspective.
Our constitutional rights to free speech and freedom of the press allow us to operate this radio station legally.
It's just a sad day for free speech today when they have to come and do this. And it's interesting they're doing it right before the election, too.
Santa Cruz Mayor Scott Kennedy stopped out there today while all this was going on. He calls this a distortion of priorities at a time of war. The Santa Cruz City Council had adopted a resolution supporting Radio Free Santa Cruz and opposing any efforts to shut it down. We were not able to get a response today from the FCC, even though we tried. Live in Santa Cruz, I'm Wes Sims, KION 46.
Federal Communications Commission agents and some 20 U.S. Marshals raided and shut down micro radio station Free Radio Santa Cruz today and confiscated all of its equipment. During its 10 years of operation without a license, the FCC has periodically warned the station to cease its illegal broadcasts on 101.1 FM. George Cadman, who was in the house where the station is located when the raid occurred this morning, says several of the marshals wore riot gear, and they took everything except CDs. Cadman says the marshals even removed the antenna from the roof and took it as well.
They took all the people who were inside the house who were still asleep, made them come out in their underwear. They did have, in one case, their guns drawn. They basically just would not show anyone a warrant for the first 20 minutes. They repeatedly refused to show a warrant, saying that they needed to get the property secure first. Finally, they allowed one of the women who lives in the house to look at a warrant. They allowed her to glance at it. The warrant didn't name anyone. It just called for, basically, it was saying to seize the equipment involved in the broadcast.
Cadman says the marshals spent several hours packing and removing the station's property. About 50 demonstrators came by to protest the raid and support the station. 5 months ago, FCC agents put up a notice saying Free Radio Santa Cruz was an illegally operated station that must go off the air. People involved with the station say it had been broadcasting on an open frequency and had been causing no interference whatsoever. Staff is holding an emergency meeting tonight to discuss what to do about the raid. Cadman says it's likely they will raise money, find a new location, and go back on the air as soon as possible. Staff might go to court to try to get the station's equipment back. However, nothing has been decided as yet. No one was specifically named in the search warrant the marshals brought with them this morning. There were no fines or arrests.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated.
Under siege.
Under siege. Under siege. Under siege. Under siege. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated. Under siege.